Keith Urban here in the Foothills, favorite country, Kix 103.3. Big Daddy Dave coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock here on your Thursday morning. Time for a Kix morning chat. And joining us from shelter home of the Foothills, we have Patty Burke and Hannah Barnes. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you here. Now, you're an important part of what the shelter home of the Foothills does. You are domestic violence court advocates, so that's a very important thing. And tell us what you do for the shelter home.
Well, we assist persons requesting 50Bs. That is a no contact order from an alleged abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And we help navigate the process, and we try to make it to a point where that person can understand what they are doing and what's going to happen and how it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's really important, especially for those who maybe have never been in court before, they've never gone through this, mm-hmm. to have somebody like yourselves.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to assist persons. The 50B documents are relatively simple to fill out, but by the same token, if there are some certain elements to that 50B, mm-hmm. that would require specific attention. And that's what we try. That's what Hannah and I try to express to that client. We also, after the documents are submitted to the clerk and for further submission to the judge for either denial or granting of an ex parte emergency protection order, we try to explain at that point in time what's going to happen within that week thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times that person is very nervous and doesn't know and relies on someone like Hannah and me to help. And, of course, we have another court advocate, I'm sorry, but relies on us to be able to explain the process.
Yeah, and that's really key because I'm sure you get a lot of questions. What are some of the questions you hear from those that you're helping?
Will this stop them from coming after us?
Well, a lot of times it's what's going to happen after the documents are submitted to, mm-hmm. the judge, mm-hmm. and they come back. Whether a denial or whether a granting, we try to explain the court process in that, you know, what time to be at court, and based on whether or not a legal aid attorney can be assigned to that person, you know, we turn it over to the legal aid attorney at that point in time. But if the client has further questions and would like to know exactly what's expected of them during that court process, we also give them a document that was presented to us from Legal Aid, which we can give to that client, how to represent yourself at a domestic violence hearing. So we feel like that we're instrumental in trying to get that person, number one, to a safer place, to a safer environment, and to a safer mental space. So
yeah, that's really the bottom line, making sure they're safe in all those different ways. So it's much appreciated and very important work that you're doing. And there's a special week coming up that you wanted to let folks know about as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be from April 19th to 25th. It is the National Victims Crime Week. That is where that week right there specializes in helping the victims, and what that's all about and what that week could signify.
And basically, too, in furtherance, it will help persons know what resources are available,
mm-hmm.
what
right.
agencies can or, you know, what agencies can or cannot do,
mm-hmm.
and how we can, as the shelter home specifically of the Foothills, how we can help that person or persons.
Yeah, it's really important to get the awareness out there. Yes. And like you said, the information they may need, or for someone they know, they can say, hey, I just heard this. You can go to these places. So you cover a wide area. How do folks, if they need help from shelter home, what's the best way to reach out and get your help?
So it depends on which avenue. If you're talking about within the court advocacy, if they plan on doing a domestic violence protection order, they can go to their local clerk of court and ask for a domestic violence protection order. And 9 times out of 10, the clerk there will ask them if they would like the assistance from the court advocate. And once that happens, they will give us a call and we come up there. So the three counties that we serve is I serve Catawba County, and Patty serves Caldwell. And then we have Pam Lum, and she serves Alexander County. So each one of us will go up there and assist the client with a domestic violence protection order and just explain to them how this process could go.
Definitely. So it's great for you to be there. You know, you help them get the ball rolling and then walk through that process, mm-hmm. which could be very overwhelming. Like you said, being nervous and scared about it. So thank you for what you ladies are doing. And it's really important for folks to know about it.
Also, at the during the Victims Crime Week, mm-hmm. we are going to have an open house, but it is going to fall on the 16th. And that's a Friday, Thursday. Okay. So on the 16th of April.
It's the 17th, baby.
17th. I do apologize.
It's Friday, April 17th.
I am set on the 16th. I do not know why. But on the 17th, which is a Friday, mm-hmm. and the outreach office, which is located at the boutique at our Second Bloom Boutique on Morganton Boulevard. We will have, like I said, an open house. I do have a lady from Gastonia. Her name is Grace Cantrell, and she will be up, and she will be book signing between 10 and 12. She has developed and written self-help books for persons going through difficult times.
Oh, wow.
And so she is going to offer her books, and she is going to offer a book signing.
Wonderful.
Our event will be from 10 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. It's just kind of like a come and go. It's kind of, we just have a small talk conversation just whenever they want to come in. And we will be providing small hors d'oeuvres just if they get a little snackish.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you for coming in this morning. Again, thank you for what you do and helping those in the area that the shelter home covers. You're doing some wonderful work.
Thank you. Thank we appreciate you so
much. It. Absolutely. There's Patty Burke and Hannah Barnes joining us this morning from the shelter home of the Foothills for a Kix Morning Chat.